Well, it is Wednesday, so let's move on and talk about sports. And to do so, we're joined by Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Bill, good to see you.
Good to see you, Meghna.
Okay, so it seems like the entire Boston sports world today is just talking about nothing but all this big news for the Red Sox. Lots of trades, or several trades announced yesterday. Dan Shaughnessy in The Globe, who we always like to quote here, described it this way, as Christmas coming early, when it was announced that left-handed pitcher Chris Sale is coming to Boston. What does it mean?
Well, first of all, it means everybody should thank the Red Sox, because as the cold weather comes in, we get to talk about baseball in December. And it's always lovely to talk about baseball in December. This is the time of year when we most require baseball stories, at least as far as I'm concerned. And Chris Sale is a great one. Everybody who's written about it, everybody who's followed baseball seems to agree that he is one of the top pitchers in the game right now. Always wonderful to have a guy who's a potential ace join your staff, no matter how many guys you've got in the wings already. And I think the other thing that's kind of interesting about Sale is, at least by current Major League Baseball salary standards, the Red Sox got a bargain.
Huh.
Because he had signed a contract with his former employer, and he's bound for several years to that contract. And some of the estimates that I've seen have said that the way that he's pitched recently indicates that he's worth a great deal more money than he's actually being paid. How many millions of dollars are actually involved? I'm not sure, but now, it's up there.
His former employer being Chicago.
Chicago, right.
Yeah, Chicago. And so did the Sox then have to give up anything, or are they just really getting a great deal?
Well, they are getting a great deal, because I think you speak, in baseball terms, you always speak of great deals in terms of the present. Because when you're talking about prospects, you're talking about guesswork. Yes, they did give up a top prospect in Michael Kopech, and they gave up Ian Moncada as well, who looked like he was just about ready to cross that line from prospect to extremely useful major league player. So, but this is the kind of thing that you have to do if you're a general manager in Major League Baseball. Boston fans, like the fans of the other major market, big money, high budget teams, are generally impatient. They don't like to be told that your team is engaged in a building year. they like to be told that you're going to pursue a world championship, and that's the mindset that I'm sure was guiding the front office here in Boston.
Yeah. Well, let's switch sports here and talk about the Patriots for a second. They're actually off until Monday, but they'll be facing the Ravens on Monday. What does that matchup look like to you?
It looks on paper as if the Patriots should win. I mean, according to the latest power rankings, for which I have great respect, because the people who put them together know a great deal more about football than I do, the Patriots are number two in the power rankings, and the Ravens are considerably further down the list. So, there's no such thing as an easy game in the National Football League, except for whoever's playing the Browns. But right now, for the Patriots, there aren't any. And the Ravens have a kind of an edge, and they have a history, obviously, playing well against the Patriots. So, it'll probably be an entertaining game for folks who remember that there's football on Monday night as well as Sunday.
Uh-huh. Well, we want to observe that today is December 7th, and there are solemn reasons to observe today.
Yes, indeed.
But we have a not-so-solemn reason, because it's the 60th birthday for Larry Bird.
Yeah. I was saying to some of my colleagues earlier, boy, if you want to feel old, how's this? Larry Bird's 60. Sure makes me feel old, because I remember the first time I met Larry Bird. I was sent to do a magazine story when the Celtics, back in the days when they were still practicing over at Hellenic College in Brookline, and I had to do a magazine story on Bill Fitch, who had come in to coach the Celtics from the Cleveland Cavaliers, and it was Larry Bird's rookie year. And after I'd done the thing on Fitch, my editor said, now go back and talk to Larry Bird, get a sidebar about Larry Bird talking about Bill Fitch. And I reached out my hand to shake hands with Larry Bird, and I'm 6'2". I'm reasonably
You're a tall
large
guy, yeah.
person, and my hand disappeared, and it was unnerving. But he is a great, he was a great trash talker. My favorite trash talking story had him walking into the locker room before the 3-point shooting contest that they have at the All-Star game.
Yeah.
And he walked in. He waited until everybody else was in the locker room. At least this is the way I heard the story. And then he walked in and quietly looked around and said, "Which one of you guys is going to finish second?"
No.
And then he backed it up. Of course, he won the thing. Not only that year, but several times. So it has been said that it's not trash talking if you make it happen. And maybe Larry Bird, on the occasion of his birthday, should get credit for making it happen about as well as anybody else has ever done in the NBA.
No kidding. Well, Bill Littlefield is host of NPR's Only a Game, which airs on WBUR every Saturday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. And he does not talk trash. He talks nobly here when he joins us on Wednesdays at Radio Boston. Bill, it's always great. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thanks, Meghna.
Back in a moment. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.